don't say nothing. Welcome to the Megan and Eric Show podcast. And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting your local and live morning show. Are you ready to get this party started? Welcome to the Megan and Eric Show.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
We're now at the latter half of the week. Congratulations.
Yeah.
How you feeling today?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I was out late. I was out late last night.
On a school night?
On a school night. I know. I was dancing.
Naughty.
I was dancing with Flume. Just kidding. And everybody else. Flume last night was so much fun.
Good. And the weather was good?
Yes.
Nice.
I think a lot of people were pretty apprehensive about the smoke. And also, it's colder.
Getting chillier.
Yeah. Last time I went to Hayden Homes, I did not bring an extra jacket.
Got to bring those layers now.
Yeah. Last night, everybody had nice layers. Also, I'm impressed by a lot of people who dressed up last night.
Oh, really?
You know, because the EDM culture.
People got into the whole outfits.
Yeah.
Good.
Not everybody, but it was fun to see it in your hometown where you live.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of highlighting what's to come because there's a couple more DJs on the way.
That's right.
It's going to be a great, great time seeing Odessa and Rufus DeSoul. There's so much fun to be had, including this show.
That's right.
We got lots on the docket today. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Good morning. Let's take a look at today's news beat. Wildland firefighters continue to attack new fires, and tens of thousands of acres are still burning around the state. Despite cooling weather, Oregon's Department of Forestry is not ready to declare an end of fire season yet. Public use restrictions also remain for the Central Oregon District, which means no debris, burning, or campfires. ODF's Chrissy Shaw says we may not get a season-ending rain event, but if temps stay cool for long enough, they'll start easing restrictions soon. Also, Central Oregon Community College plans to recruit and train underserved students for the tech sector with a new $75,000 grant from the National Science Foundation. COCC will offer 45 scholarships of $10,000 each as part of its effort to recruit low-income, academically gifted students interested in computer and geographical information systems. The school will also modify its educational approach and provide enhanced advising by faculty.
Very cool. And taking a look at weather today, we're going to have a high of 73 degrees and partly cloudy conditions until sometime around or maybe a little after 9 a.m. That should be sunny conditions until a little after lunch. And then after this afternoon, we'll go back to being partly cloudy. Overnight low of around 42 degrees. It's currently 45 degrees in Bend, 43 degrees in Redmond, and 43 degrees in Prineville. Your weather report is brought to you by Mosaic Medical. It's celebrating their 20 years of care and connection with music and food at the High Desert Music Hall in Redmond, Friday, September 23rd. Join Mosaic Medical to celebrate. Coming up next, we're talking about Pete Davidson, the guy who everybody seems to want to know who he's dating next.
Of course.
He's somehow the most eligible bachelor.
Somehow he is. I mean, look at his track record.
I mean, he has a good track record. So we have a couple of popular guesses for who he might pursue next.
Plus, your chance to win a gift card to That Guy's Bistro, as it is the celebrity dish brought to you by That Guy's Bistro. Coming up next.
It's the Celebrity Dish, brought to you by That Guy's Bistro, serving brunch in Redmond.
For today's Celebrity Dish, we're talking about Pete Davidson.
Everybody wants to know who Pete's going to date next.
That's all we're talking about.
That's the only thing anyone cares about.
The eligible bachelorettes for Pete. Howard Stern, what a guy.
Who would have thunk?
I know. He went ahead and put in his vote. And this is a name that I kind of recognize. Do you know who this gal is?
Emily Ratajkowski?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was in a Netflix show called Easy. And my lovely wife, Z, did the makeup and hair that show. So she got to work with her. But that's the only reason I know who she is.
Well, we'll have to call Z and see if she thinks Emily's a good candidate.
She's fairly famous.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty definitely famous? On the heartthrob side as far as female actresses and starlets go. So I can see why they would put that out there. And she just filed for divorce. So I think it makes sense. There's also some popular guesses like maybe Miley Cyrus.
Wait, let's picture that for a second. Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson.
That tracks for me.
It
maybe
does?
They're a little too similar in their bad edgy type of edginess.
Yeah.
It might work. It might be too similar.
I think it's too similar. No, I need one of them to I mean, they need to date like kind of chiller people. I know Kim Kardashian is obviously way more famous than Pete Davidson.
She's edgy in her own way.
But she's like more chill.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to try so hard, I guess.
That's true.
Or you know what I mean? Put in that much effort.
Mean. Yeah.
You know?
Someone who's a little more like subdued, like the other guesses, maybe Florence Pugh. That I could see.
Ooh.
She's her stock is rising, and Pete definitely seems to date people who, for better or worse, maybe he has it planned, maybe he doesn't, are on the way up.
Oh,
in their career.
Smart move, probably,
very
for everybody.
Smart. I mean, Pete, I never thought Pete Davidson was going to have the kind of success he's had.
It'll be really interesting to see who he follows up with. When the news came out about Kim Kardashian, I called baloney, but then they stayed together for a year, so maybe that wasn't baloney.
I mean, who knows what really went
who
on
who knows?
She dumped him in a phone call.
She did?
Yeah. During a phone call, she dumped him. That's how he found out.
I mean,
cold-blooded, but also if it was never really a thing in the first place, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
It would, Eric. I like that. That's
just saying,
probably
I don't
true.
Know. I'm not sure.
Well, good luck, Pete Davidson. I think that he's got quite the reputation. But I also have to assume the next gal that is interested in him probably knows she's going to be in the spotlight like a lot,
and she
whether
probably,
good or bad.
She probably also knows that he's going to end up getting a tattoo of her name or likeness.
Oh, that's right.
It's a lot of pressure to date Pete Davidson.
I think so, too. But you know what's not a lot of pressure is winning a gift card to that guy's bistro. This is the Celebrity Dish brought to you by this fantastic food cart. There's one in Bend and one in Redmond, and they've got a delicious variety of foods. Eric, what looks good on this menu?
Oh, among other things, because I'm a big hot dog fan. They have a diggity dog. I'm looking at the Philly, which is a pulled pork, grilled chicken, tri-tip roast beef. There's all sorts of options, but the Philly, I'm telling you.
I know. What a great idea to have a Philly with so many different meat options.
I mean, come on.
Ugh. So that guy's bistro, win a gift certificate with us right now. Give us a call, 585-1077. Free food this morning? Absolutely.
Why not?
585-1077. Be caller number 7. You know, sharing a home is hard.
Yes, it is. So, cohabitating is no easy feat.
Right. So it comes as no surprise that the biggest arguments among couples who live together center around housework.
That is not surprising at all.
I don't think so either.
Nope.
We're going to talk more about this next.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. We're talking about cohabitating and whether or not that causes problems in your relationship. It seems overwhelmingly for couples who live together, the biggest complaints in their relationship center around housework.
No, man.
It makes sense.
It's like not putting the dishes away or, you know, leaving the lights on, leaving the toilet seat up after. Those seem to be the three biggest.
Which, that's funny because the lights are sometimes, but the toilet seat's not a thing at my house.
Mm-hmm.
The dishes, I'm like, because my wife ends up cooking so much more frequently than I do the dishes as much as I can.
Sure.
So it's like just kind of, it's not assumed because she does the dishes a lot as well.
Yeah, right.
Don't get me wrong. But like, it's assumed that if there's dishes to be done, I just like, will do them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If there's surplus dishes, that's just a me thing.
Right.
But that's after like a lot of trial and error.
Many years of being together, I'm
exactly.
sure, and
yeah.
kind of coming to a what is this partnership and how can we better suit each other. I have a couple or a friend, and her husband have like split the duties. Now they have three kids. You know, she does laundry, he does cooking. I mean, they have it like dialed in.
That's not a terrible way to, especially if you're like really not good at or do not like to at all do one's full category.
Right.
If you don't have really any strong preferences, maybe a mix is good. But
yeah.
But if you really hate cooking or can't cook or hate or can't do laundry or you've been shown over the years that like you can't be trusted to do laundry because you shrink everything and you turn everything pink. You put ink in everyone's pants. That's sometimes I've done that before. I'm famous for washing stuff with pens in the pockets.
Oh my gosh.
And that ruins clothes.
Oh my gosh. I'm famous for the tissues in the pockets and that
That's
gets
nothing.
Really.
That doesn't ruin clothes.
You're right. It's not. It's just a mess. But
I feel so bad when
ink.
I ruin everyone's
or have
clothes.
You ever done chapstick? It's been a while for me, but that
I've
one gets
that one
everywhere.
Yep.
I also think it's pretty funny because I lived by myself for 2 years and then I moved in with Thorne, or we moved in together, and I do things differently. Like when I complete a task, I like it just so.
Yeah.
And random. He's a lot more carefree.
Three quarters of the way.
Yeah. Sure. There's tendencies where we get interrupted with something and I think he's totally done doing whatever chore he's doing. And then next week it's my turn to do it and the task was never completed.
Yeah.
I'm about to blow every casket I've ever had. And the poor guy has no idea it's coming for him.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's a lot of conversation. It's a lot of trial and error, like I said, in the early goings or even constantly, even late in a relationship, you have to figure stuff like this out constantly.
It is that like compromise for sure.
It never stops.
And the housework just keeps on going.
Yep. You know? And the compromise keeps on going.
Yeah. No kidding. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Eric, one more day.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. You know what happened that is funny enough? I had a medium combo for lunch yesterday. I couldn't wait.
From Porta Subs? Yeah. You dirty dog.
I couldn't wait.
So we're celebrating with Porta Subs 50 years, and Eric is doing a taste test challenge because he is the self-proclaimed cold cut king.
I am.
Every Friday at 11:30. Last Friday was a huge success. You did not disappoint.
And it was so good. It like put a craving for Porta Subs in me. Again, I couldn't wait until Friday. I had to have.
That is so
after
funny.
After the gym, I went and got a sub.
Good for you.
I had to.
So you have a chance to win yourself two medium combos actually right now. If you go to our website, what a deal is right. 1077thebeat.com. That's all you do. You'll see the flyer there, and then you enter through a form, and more than likely, you're going to get yourself some sandwiches.
You just might win.
And in the meantime, make sure to, you know, set your alarms and tune in tomorrow morning to listen to Eric eat a sandwich on the air.
I'm already excited.
11:30 tomorrow. Happy 50th anniversary, Porta Subs.
And coming up this hour.
I mean, the holidays are basically here. Do you feel like that when you're walking through stores?
Unfortunately, yes. Like holiday music might start playing on people's soundtracks.
It really might.
Too much.
The holidays are getting here earlier and earlier. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well as...
And thematically true to form, we're also going to talk about the newest theme in decorating for Halloween, which is Halloween advent calendars.
Oh my goodness.
I can't imagine that there's not candy in them, so I'm on board.
I think we're pretty on board. Ooh, we should talk about our favorite Halloween candy.
Okay.
Because they're definitely on the shelves.
Well, you know what mine is.
Oh, I definitely do. Whoppers.
Nope.
Just kidding.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric, and taking a look in today's news beat. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has requested a federal emergency declaration due to extreme fire risk. She says the president's approval is critical in helping to bolster the state's response to new and existing fires. If granted, Oregon would be the first state ever to receive a declaration for wildfire response. But Brown says we won't be the last. She believes Oregon will serve as a model of federal support for states facing wildfire threats in the future. In other news, four candidates vying for two state House seats squared off in a forum last night. Hosted by the Bend Chamber, District 53 opponents Emerson Levy and Michael Sipe, and District 54 incumbent State Rep Jason Kropf and challenger Judy Trago discussed challenges with hiring, housing, and childcare, as well as homelessness and transportation. Bend City Council and mayoral candidates face off September 19th, and the last day to register to vote is October 18th.
Take a look at your forecast today. Looks like high is going to be in the low 70s. We have pretty partly cloudy conditions. It's a nice break from the smoke. I think it's, seeing the sun come up and it wasn't glowing.
Definitely.
Orange.
And not having that headache you get when you walk around in the smoke, you know?
Right. Even last night for Flume, it was really a beautiful evening.
Good.
And then the smoke lifted. I think a lot of people were concerned.
Yeah.
Although I will say, that like little gust of air off of the Deschutes is really icy cold.
It is. It's very chilly, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you have any concerts in the near future, definitely bundle up. It gets cold there. And we were like in the pit, which helps with warmth, but I can only imagine just being up on the lawn. Overnight lows tonight going to be in the low 40s. Currently in Bend, it's 48 in Prineville, and 48 in Sisters. What do you know? Coming up next, we're going to be talking about how the holidays are starting earlier and earlier.
Bah humbug.
I mean, I think we say this every year, but yeah. This year in particular feels extra early. It's not even Halloween. It's not even close to Halloween.
I mean, it feels like that people know that I get annoyed by this, and every year they're like, let's start one day earlier.
Yeah, let's...
Just to egg them on.
Let's just find that Eric guy and just really egg him on
one day. Let's start Christmas one day earlier.
It's all to tease you, isn't it?
It has to. The whole world had to get me. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. If you're a Scrooge, We have the story for you.
You guys, the holidays are starting earlier and earlier.
It's true. I mean, look, I'm kind of a Scrooge. I like some of the parts of the holidays, but the thing I disagree with the most about it is the extent of time during which we are celebrating, quote, the holidays. That's the major issue I have with it. It's like, it's almost half the year.
I know. Oh, especially now. Yeah.
And that's my issue. So now the fact that it starts, like, it feels like it's starting earlier and earlier is making my issue with it worse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
This is a big bummer for sure. I get a little tinge of excitement when we're headed towards the holidays, like when things start to pop out, but we haven't even got close to Christmas or Halloween yet.
That's right.
I'm like just accepting Halloween decorations and fall decorations, you know, and getting ready for that holiday. And Thanksgiving, that guy just keeps getting steamrolled.
Steamrolled like on both sides now.
Yeah.
Like Halloween used to be its own kind of autonomous fun thing. Like when you're a little kid, it's really fun. And then you're a little older, it's not as much fun. And then you're an adult, it's really fun again.
Yes.
And then it was separate. It felt like its own autonomous island of, it wasn't like a part of the holiday season.
I know.
Now it feels like it is.
Totally.
And it's confusing. It's upsetting. Bah humbug.
I know. But get this too, that 25% of shoppers begin their holiday shopping in August. So that's also part of it. The industry's got to keep up.
That's the point. I mean, people are trying to save and make money on that. But, it's turning the holidays into an endless nightmare.
So we're going to go Christmas shopping after this?
Boo.
We were just talking about how the holiday season is creeping earlier and earlier, and I think a lot of it has to do with 25% of Americans actually start doing their Christmas shopping in August.
Yeah.
And all power to them. That is some serious planning on their parts.
Yeah.
Like, you are ahead of the game, and that must feel really good to have your shopping out of the way before November even
touches. And you probably save some money.
And you probably end up saving some money. So the industry's got to keep up.
Yeah.
But before we do get into the holiday season with Christmas and all that jazz, there's one special holiday that's trying to get steamrolled by Christmas, but we're not going to let it.
I would argue that this is evidence of it being steamrolled by Christmas. The newest trend in Halloween is Halloween advent calendars. Advent calendars are a Christmas-related thing.
Oh, no.
We don't want those creeping in to our holiday. I mean, I didn't think about it this way until just now, moment. Because it's fun. It's a fun idea.
It really is.
A Halloween month calendar where you get either candy or booze. Great. Love it.
Presents for 30 days?
But, like, keep your Christmas out of my Halloween, please.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk more next. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Okay. Tell me about these Halloween advent calendars.
So they're what you think they'd be. It's just an advent calendar for the Halloween month. And there's like candy in it. And sometimes there's little boozy treats in there. It looks like it's fun, honestly. I would love to do. I don't know. You do it? Do you play it? What do you say with? Anyway, I'd like to play at one of those advent calendars. Google Trends says that people searching for these spooky calendars are up 350% in the last month alone. So it's a big spike in popularity.
Wow.
I don't know who, on what show, what celebrity, what influencer had one and made it viral, but it worked.
Somebody did, because that's how that became popular. And I mean, who doesn't love little presents every single day as you're counting down to something you really enjoy?
Of course. And there's fun themes like Harry Potter and Snoopy, just like any other advent calendar. There's themes and all sorts of fun. There's a Dolly Parton one.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
That's cute.
The Dolly Parton one's fancy too. It's from Williams and Sonoma.
Oh, wow.
So, it's not just like it's not a trashy Dolly one.
It would
like
be kind of a
classy
cute,
Dolly.
It's like a cute gift maybe to give somebody.
Yeah.
Or,
especially someone who loves Christmas, and they can start pretending like it's Christmas a whole holiday early.
Now, how do you feel about Halloween advent calendars?
I'm grumpy about it.
I can kind of tell.
It's not fair. It's like Christmas gets all this attention and energy for this whole period of time.
Yeah.
Keep it out of my Halloween. That's my black and orange pile. I don't want my red and green pile seeping in. Those colors don't mix.
Well, now you heard it here first.
Coming up this hour,
we're going to tell you how you can win tickets to see quite the lineup. We got Frankie J, John B, Jay Holiday, and more coming to the fairgrounds. We'll have all the details and, of course, how you can win tickets with us.
Wild show. And, of course, we'll have my top headlines. I'll tell you about all the best top headlines that I could get my hands on. Plus, a look at the local news and weather.
Coming up next. Demi Lovato's new beat, 29, all the hits, 107.7 The Beat. She's going to be at the Moda Center. So exciting, performing live on the 25th of this month. I think she's going to really enjoy being in Oregon. And if she wants to hop on over to Bend for a day, we'll take her.
Come on over.
Come on over. Hang out with us. You can stay at my house, Demi Lovato. I'd be so stoked about that. I'd be such a weird, creepy, like,
What do you want to do next?
Hi. Yeah, do you want to go float the river? Oh, we can't. I mean, we can. Oh, too funny. Taking a look at today's news beat. Oregon's Department of Fish and Wildlife is labeling the Northern Oregon Cascades a new area of known wolf activity after two pups were spotted on a trail camera on the Warm Springs Reservation. Two wolves were initially found last December by Warm Springs biologists, but then there was no other activity until the pups showed up last month. If the group still has at least four wolves by the end of the year, they'll be deemed the Warm Springs Pack. That's cool.
Yeah.
Also, Deschutes County's Planning Commission will hold a public hearing next week to get feedback on proposed standards for rural accessory dwelling units. A new state law sets some restrictions for rural ADUs, but the county needs to determine local guidelines. The first hearing is September 22nd at 5:30. County commissioners will hold a second public hearing after receiving the Planning Commission's recommendation. As we reported last month, no properties will be eligible for a rural ADU unit. The state releases a new wildfire risk map. I think ADU, isn't that additional dwelling unit? So yep. I'm sorry, there's two units here, and that's like people saying ATM machine. Sorry, excuse me. ADU, the state releases a new wildfire risk map.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And taking a look at weather today, it's going to be a high of 73 degrees with partly cloudy conditions all day. There's going to be a couple pockets of sunny weather there, but it doesn't look at all like the air quality is anywhere near what it's been the last few days. So get out there and enjoy the 73 degree day. It is currently 54 degrees in Bend, 54 degrees in Redmond, and 49 degrees in Lapine. Coming up next, we have the details on Central Oregon's first ever R&B and hip-hop comedy jam, all coming to the Deschutes County Fairgrounds October 8th.
Oh, you guys, we have your tickets. So we're going to tell you how you can win them coming up next.
That's the Loonies, and you can see them at the Central Oregon's first ever R&B, hip-hop, and comedy jam Saturday, October 8th at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds with a bunch of other amazing artists.
Oh, you guys, this lineup is incredible. Just like Eric was saying, yes, the Loonies, John B., Frankie J., Jay Holiday, just to name a few, but the list goes on. You do not want to miss this chance to see this incredible lineup.
Wild show. And the tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com, or you can win them on our social media.
That's right. All thanks to Ocean Records and God's Will Entertainment. We have tickets we're giving away. We'll be pulling your name out of that beat bucket tomorrow. Yeah. So this is kind of like a, hey guys, I know you've been wanting to, you know, enter to win these tickets. Now's the time.
Now's the time to do it. You can enter on both Facebook and Instagram. You can enter as many times as you want. We're entering, or we're pulling winners from our beat bucket tomorrow.
I know, and already, I mean, October 8th is just around the corner.
Getting soon.
And being at the fairgrounds, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Head to our social media to enter to win. Coming up next, Eric's top headlines. What are they going to be?
We have a ring stuck in a British channel and a man named Al Pacino, but all one word.
Really? That's probably too bad.
Yep.
He researches across the globe, near and far, discovering news stories you've never heard of. It's Eric's Top Headlines.
That's right, it is. And we're here. My first one comes to us from British Columbia. In a channel popular for swimmers to swim across, a man found a ring, and it was discovered that it was lost by another swimmer 17 years ago.
You're kidding.
Nope, not kidding. The police released a statement seeking the owner of the ring and found by a local news channel a local swimmer that had engraved the names Stephanie and Noel. He had the birth records, or sorry, the
birthdays.
The birthdays and the licenses and identification for the names and the dates.
Oh my gosh.
Statement came in and they were able to reunite the person with the ring. My father-in-law reached out to me. He said, this is the person whose ring it was, that they had found my ring on the news site and then I was able to go and claim it. So it looks like the ring was reunited with its owner. He said the ring was lost so long ago, he was in complete shock. And apparently it looked like it was in very good shape after 17 years of being in the channel. He would have thought for sure that it would have been worn down from years of water or sand going over it, but apparently it was in great condition.
Wow.
So a fun story there.
That is really cool.
No metal detector needed.
Well, what's so interesting about that one, when Z and I went to Hawaii, we were saying And she found, while we were looking at really cool fish and all that jazz, she found some sunglasses in the sand. So she totally dove way down there to grab these sunglasses, and they're at my house right now.
That's so funny.
So we definitely didn't reunite anybody with them.
Treasures of the sea.
That's right.
And going to now Florida, this story is about Al Pacino, who is now back behind bars. We're not talking about actor Al Pacino, huh? Of course. This is a 25-year-old Florida man named Al Pacino, spelled A-L-P-A-T-C-H-I-N-O. Al Pacino, last name June. So Al Pacino June was busted for failing to appear in court to answer charges where he attacked his girlfriend, unfortunately. He was initially arrested in June after allegedly having some encounter with someone at a convenience store. Okay. He's facing a slew of charges. Unclear whether his parents were big fans of Scarface or Godfather, but he is on the run still.
Wow.
That's right. So Al Pacino back in jail, but not the one you'd think.
Jeez, that's quite a name, isn't it?
It is.
Some people have unique names. Only in names, Florida. But I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Eric, are you ready for a Remember That Year?
Always ready.
I have three audio clips for you, and all you have to do is remember the year that each one of them came from.
Sure, that's all you gotta do.
That's it. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Do you have that bell ready over there, Eric?
I got it. The bell's ready to be rung.
We are playing Remember That Year.
Oh, like that.
Thank you. We're going to start with a soundbite ripped from the headlines of this year. Are you ready?
Yep.
This election is about change, and that is why today I proudly announce my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Okay.
You recognize that voice?
Sorta.
That's a good spot to be. Okay, yep. This is one of the year's top movies.
Raymond Daniel Manzarek. Position.
Name, occupation?
Jim.
You're a poet, not a rock star.
Let's just say I was testing the bounds of reality.
Oh.
Well, that's tough. They didn't even give you the
pretty
name.
Tough. I think I know what movie that's from, though.
Do you want to guess it?
The movie itself?
Yeah.
I
could tell you. I feel like that's not very fair.
No,
that they
it's not Almost Famous, is it?
No.
What is it?
It's The Doors.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. Helpful. Okay.
Oh, good. I'm that's glad because it's not for me. Then the last final clue is a classic song.
Oh man, I don't know if
what are you going through right now?
I'm having trouble if it's late 80s or early 90s.
Oh.
Am I anywhere in the room?
You're very, yeah, great job.
Okay, so I'm going to go with 92.
So close.
What was it?
91.
Really?
Congratulations, Eric. I think you deserve a bell on
that
one. That's
pretty close. Well, off by a year is better than it usually is.
Now, what gave it away?
The Doors. I was thinking, for some reason, I think I just wanted to hear Almost Famous in that clip. But really, that was clearly The Doors. That was Johnny Depp's voice, I think.
Oh, good to know.
But I was thinking later. Okay. I was almost thinking like late 90s, early 2000s, just because that first camp, the first politician clip almost sounded like it could have been late 90s.
Uh-huh.
And then things got like earlier as we went along.
Right. Bill Clinton was who it was.
That's what I thought.
Really? Good job.
But I couldn't remember because I don't have a perfect political knowledge and historical background.
It doesn't help too.
What range I was dealing with because he was in office for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
In 91, like what? I was one, you were three.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And like, again, historically, I know that that's where it was, but I don't know I never know exact dates. I kind of just throw something out there, which is why I'm always off by a year or two.
If I wasn't putting you under the pressure of Remember That Year, you would have been able to figure it
out. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
It's your daily dose of laughter on 107.7 The Beat.
I'll let you know, in case you're wondering, I do not have children. I don't trust them. They have sticky hands and they're full of lies. I just don't. I don't trust them. For the main reason I don't trust them, actually, is just because their parents are my friends, and they shouldn't be breeding. They're animals. And ultimately, that's the like this new version, the 2013 model? No, thank you. Because this is the generation that's going to have to defend us against China. Do you feel safe? Feel safe knowing that? We're gonna have a whole army that's like, I would storm the beach, but I have a shellfish allergy. feel comfortable knowing that? In 20 years, an entire military that can get wiped out with a bag of gluten?
That was your daily dose of laughter on 107.7 The Beat.
Coming up next, we're talking about Uber Eats rolling out a very interesting futuristic way to deliver their food.
Yeah, I think I'm here for it.
I'm totally here for
it. I wonder what the tipping situation will be like for this new way.
Well, so if there's no driver, then you don't have to tip.
That's what I'm wondering.
You know?
Right?
That's one of the reasons I'm for it.
Okay, let's talk more next. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. So tell me a little bit more about what Uber is doing. They're not going to have drivers in the future?
It looks like in a couple of different select markets, they are rolling out self-driving cars to deliver your Uber Eats.
Oh, okay. This isn't delivering people.
No, Uber. No.
Not which, yet, but eventually, well, I'm sure.
That's kind of, I think, so that's where my head was at. Uber Eats rolling out self-driving cars to deliver food. So my thinking is, if they're going to figure out how to perfect that, eventually, there's just going to be Ubers moving people without drivers.
Wow.
Which, great.
Yeah, actually, I love that. That's okay.
I love that idea. I know there's going to be some kinks to work out with safety and everything, but I know it's down the line. But I love the idea of, because I've lived in some places where there are some very, very tricky Uber situations. Like so many Uber drivers, but no one for some reason is reliable.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that all happened a lot during the pandemic too,
okay.
Because that was one of those jobs that you could still do.
Yeah, right.
For a little while, everyone was, you know, off work and so like, I'm just going to drive.
Yeah.
Either way, I would be super down for a driverless Uber Eats or Uber.
I wonder, I mean, I think, well, the bummer about it, right? Like they always say, even with like self-checkout stands, is that you're taking away people's jobs, right?
That's true.
So we don't want to forget that part of it. But it is interesting. It's so futuristic to imagine ordering some food and then getting it delivered by a car and that's it.
Yeah.
And like we were talking earlier, does that mean that we don't have to tip, right?
Right. That's my thinking. I have no problem tipping a delivery person. No problem. But if there isn't a delivery person, then you're not going to tip a robot.
I don't think so.
How do you tip a robot? I'll say this. If the robot delivery car had a little robot that got out of the robot delivery car, took my food up to my doorstep, I would tip it.
I'd also invite it in to hang out.
Sure.
That is so cute.
Pour a little oil into him or whatever he wants. I don't know what they take.
We'll have to figure that out. So last night at Flume, Eric, I met some friends, got introduced to some new friends, mm-hmm. and one of the new friends is a flight attendant.
Oh, fun.
And so I asked her so many questions. I'm so curious.
Yeah.
But my first question, of course, had to do with how do you feel when people ask for extra snacks?
Oh, it's a big, good. Wow.
She said it's probably per flight attendant, but to her, she's like, I'll give you 12. I don't care. She's like, it's, you know, complimentary.
Yeah.
And it costs the airline no money compared to all the.
Keeps you happy.
So she's like, I'll give you a ton. She goes, people spend so much money on that seat in the airplane. If I can give them extra snacks and make their day, love that. She said the same thing about like the whole can of soda, because I was curious too.
That's, first of all, can I just say I love that that's where the category of questions that your head went to.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to know all about this job, but mainly I want to know about the snacks.
Yeah. Can I get more? She was also really candid and said, I mean, she goes, if you come back to me at the back of the plane and if you want something, I'll just give it to you. She's like, even if it's hard alcohol, you know, she's like, you know, I'll come to your seat, of course. But if you want to come back to me.
I've experienced that before.
I'm just going to give it to you. I don't care.
I slept through the, like, when they hand out the, or you pay for those boxes, you know,
which
are really good. And I was really hungry and I slept through it. And then I walked to the back of the plane. I was like, I'm sorry. I know this is annoying, but I'm really hungry. Can I buy one of those boxes? They're like, you can have one. You want two?
Yeah, right.
I was like, yes.
That's
so nice.
And
then I happily went back to my seat.
Yeah.
So I've experienced that before. I think that makes sense.
So she was lovely as I'm asking all these kind of silly questions, but it's too bad. Her and her boyfriend are going to be moving from Bend to go to Denver because that's where she's based out of.
Yeah.
And she's made it work, but it's not as easy to fly out of Bend
and I get that.
Make that kind of your hub. But
you got to do the one hop. I mean, there's a lot of locations, there's a lot of connections through Denver out of Redmond, but I could see that being difficult.
Over time.
Yeah.
And what's sweet about it too is I said, well, you can always come back to Bend. And she's like, yeah, flights are really cheap for me. You know, I'm like, what a cool bonus.
Great perk.
It's such a cool perk. So I'm glad I got to meet her. And now we know, if you're curious, you're allowed to ask for more snacks.
Just ask for more snacks.
Worst case, they say no. But I mean, just smile. They'll still give it to you.
Wanted to let you guys know about the movie night at Faith, Hope, and Charity Vineyards. You can even bring your dog. It's happening on Friday.
It is the cutest thing ever. You can snuggle up with your canine companion and watch the movie The Secret Life of Pets Under
the
Stars.
Funny, by the way.
Is it really?
It is. It's very cute.
I haven't seen it yet.
And it's fun.
But so maybe I'll borrow one of your dogs and then we'll go watch this movie.
Pocket would love that.
Pocket would be like, so stoked. So it's pretty darn cute. It's this Friday up at Faith, Hope, and Charity Vineyards. It's going to begin at 8 o'clock. They definitely suggest bringing your own things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Bring your own blanket. A low-backed chair would be great. And you can enjoy the mountain views as well. They will have a variety of food available and beverages. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's all to, you know, support the Humane Society of Central Oregon. You can even bring an extra donation, or if you would like to, not just money, but you could also bring dog treats or dry kitten food. Canned Easy Cheese is on the list.
I love that.
Go through your pantry.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's got a canned Easy Cheese they can donate. Tickets are $15 to $20 and are available at faithopencharityevents.com.
Hungry yet? This is the Edible Beat, brought to you by Board of Subs.
You guys, Burger King is up to something funny.
Burger King's always up to something. I'm not out of the array of the top, you know, fast food restaurants. I'm not always thinking Burger King, but this is an interesting development.
Burger King was a big part of my childhood. I think
yes.
It was a really close fast food joint.
Yep.
And even my older sister, she worked at Safeway from across the road. So she'd go get Burger King and bring it home. And I would just like longingly look at her French fries.
The Burger King chicken nuggets were underrated.
Holy.
Pretty good.
Guacamole, those are good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's
okay,
all to be said.
But yeah, what's the latest thing at Burger King?
Burger King.
That they're testing.
In addition to all of our other thoughts about Burger King.
I know.
We're glad to find out that they are going to try out a brioche bun coated in everything bagel seasoning. I love that idea.
I think it's wonderful. I just wonder, is it going to throw us off? Like,
no.
At bagel?
Because you already got sesame up there in general.
Okay.
So I think just adding the rest of the seasoning, that's like salt and your
onion.
Poppy seeds and the onion crisps, all that stuff. I think that's only going to enhance the deliciousness of the burger itself. You can do this with a Whopper. You can do it with a chicken sandwich. You could do it with a breakfast sandwich. I think it's a great idea. I love seasoned bread.
Do you really?
I mean, we're talking to a sandwich guy.
I know.
I like regular. Good bread's great. But if you're going to have cheap bread, which most fast food places, it's not like the fanciest bread in the world.
Sure.
Season it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. All right. I mean, I can't knock it till we try it. It doesn't look like it's coming to Oregon really anytime soon, though.
However, bummer.
It's only being tested out in Alabama and New Mexico. So maybe we just hop on a plane
trip.
And go.
Road trip.
Road
trip.
Yes, we'll have to do that. But we're going to have to wait because tomorrow you're doing a sandwich taste test because of Porta Subs.
That's right. I'm so excited. I want another sandwich today, if I'm being clear. I had Porta Sub sandwich for lunch yesterday, and I would have another one today, but I'm going to wait for tomorrow, deprive my taste buds, get them extra excited so that I'm at the peak of my game.
It is the Porta Sub sandwich challenge tomorrow at this time where Eric will be blindfolded and eating a sandwich to name off all the ingredients. Last week, he crushed it. You got like an A in my book.
I did pretty well last week.
It was really impressive.
We'll see what tomorrow holds.
Tomorrow will be great. And in the meantime, you can win yourself two medium combos from Porta Subs. You can go to our website and all you have to do is fill out the form there and we'll be in contact with you. 1077thebeat.com. Mark your calendars for tomorrow at 11:30 and Eric will eat a sandwich on the air.
I'm so excited. Win yourself some subs, why don't you?
All the hits, 1077 The Beat. The show is coming to a close, but it is going to be a pretty nice day today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any big plans?
Not really today. Yesterday was my day to have plans.
Oh,
as we're still figuring out our schedule. We have a baby. We're still trying to figure out like who gets what chunks of time. But yesterday I had a nice chunk of time. I got to go to my boxing class, and then I got to run a few errands, and then I got to pick up lunch. Today is I'm on like shift. I'm on duty.
Cool.
During the daytime hours today.
Yeah.
So that's my plan.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So are you and Lavender going to watch anything fun on TV?
I think we are. I'm going to let her sleep just as long as she feels like sleeping. And then maybe we'll go on a walk. And then this evening, maybe we'll watch something fun.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm still right in the middle of Ozark and it's just
so good.
I can't. It's so stressful.
The season
so
right
good.
After the event you described to me after the
season four.
I don't want to spoil anything in case you haven't watched it, but whatever happens with one of their attorneys.
Yeah, that was dramatic.
Everything that comes after that is just downhill action.
I can't believe it. It's been stressful all the way leading up to this. I can't even imagine it's going to get more intense.
And everyone's performances are just blooming like flowers. They're so good.
Wow.
Aren't they so good?
Wow. Well, that's what I'm going to do this afternoon. Big plans, just sit and watch Ozark straight through, get real stressed, and go to bed.
Love it.
Have a great day, Central Oregon. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Friday tomorrow. Woo-hoo!
Awesome. Thanks for listening to the Megan and Eric Show podcast. Catch the show live weekdays from 7 to noon on 107.7 The Beat.